Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 18th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that one of Barbados's, and indeed the Caribbean's foremost cyclist, Kenneth Aubrey Farnham, was triumphant in a big cycling event, the annual Interclub Cycle and Athletic Sports Meet. The event, which took place the day before at Kensington Oval, was organized by the Amateur Athletic Association of Barbados and was a well-attended affair. It was a showcase for upcoming talent in local cycling, as well as athletics, and members of several cycling clubs, as well as schools and other organizations such as the Royal Barbados Police Force, took part on that occasion. Born January 18, 1931, Farnham's star as a legend of cycling was already on the rise at that point, and it showed in his performance at the event. Whilst representing cable and wireless, he displayed considerable stamina and speed as he won the half mile, mile, 3 mile, and 9 mile Class A events. The little over 6 foot tall Farnham was dominant across the region. He was virtually unbeaten at events at the Oval, as well as at venues in Trinidad and Jamaica. He won 8 West Indies sprint titles. That same year, it was intended that Farnham would compete for Barbados at the 1952 Olympics in Helsinki, Finland, but was unable to do so because at the time, the country did not have a National Olympic Committee and was not a member of the International Olympic Committee. He ended up competing instead for Jamaica. At the Helsinki Games, he came 20th out of 38 competitors in a 1,000 meters men's time trial, and 21st out of 33 riders in his main event, a match sprint. Despite his representation of Jamaica, Farnham is regarded by the Barbados Olympic Association as the island's first Olympian. After the Games, Farnham migrated to the United States, where he continued to work in communications as he had been doing for cable and wireless in Barbados. He also went on competing, and in 1955, he won the Amateur Bicycle League of America New York State Championship and defended his state titles over the next 2 seasons. Farnham's prowess on the track won him widespread acclaim, especially because his success came in a sport heavily dominated in the United States by white riders. Described as a folk hero, Farnham was an inspiration for African-American cyclists such as Olympian Herbie Francis, who was quite impressed by his handling skills, even in potentially calamitous situations on the track. Farnham died on April 14, 2020, at the age of 89, from COVID-19-related complications.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.